This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm not sure we have enough time to go into everything that's happening with the Baltimore Ravens right now, but this was a crushing blow to lose at home to their arch rival, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and to continue what's been a slide after starting out the season 3-1. And you hear John Harbaugh having to answer questions about his job. Is his job safe? Are you worried about your job? What if there's an in-season change? All of those things that matter. And then what do? They end up taking a break from practice over the course of this bye week. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Bill Hillgrove with one of the touchdowns from the Steelers and James Conner on Sunday. And then John Harbaugh after that. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio, on Facebook, on Twitter. You're weighing in about Dez and his signing with the Saints. And I'm trying to sell you on James Conner as a sleeper MVP candidate. Let's welcome Rob Long, who is part of the morning show at 105.7 The Fan, our affiliate in Baltimore, though I understand he's not actually doing the show this morning, which makes me feel like I owe you because you woke up early to do this show.
Oh, yeah. You'd be down at Baltimore. Crab cakes on you.
Well, thank you so much for that. First of all, before we talk about the Ravens, can I sell you on James Conner as a potential sleeper MVP candidate?
Yeah, like Rip Van Winkle. You know, he's not gonna be the MVP. As a potential sleeper, I mean, there's, 7 weeks left this season. If he tears it up, yes. I like the way you said sleeper. So you qualify as a sleeper. So, yeah, that qualifies. It's a guy that I've never thought about. Then when you look at his numbers and you add the story, the fact that he stepped in for Le'Veon Bell, then if he tears it up his last 7 weeks, it's possible.
Yeah, well, sleeper for sure, because right now Todd Gurley and Pat Mahomes would be setting the pace. All right, let's talk about the Ravens. Why aren't they practicing this week? And do you find this to be unusual?
They're not practicing this weekend, and I'm giving you a reason and why it's not unusual. The Ravens season started before everybody. They started practicing before everybody else in the National Football League. And we looked at this date back in August and said, man, this is a perfect time for a bye, for them to get a little R&R. And so I don't find it unusual. When I look at that team on the field, I think one of the things that they struggle with is fatigue. I think rest is good for them. John Harbaugh has to show some confidence in himself to plan to work and work the plan. I think this is probably part of the plan the entire time. So, no, it's not unusual, and no, I'm not shocked. We even talked about it yesterday on the Big Bad Morning Show. Well, you know, we kind of quietly anticipated for there to be a complete getaway from football.
They've fallen off. They've slipped downhill, and people are frustrated. Fans are frustrated. There's got to be a lot of angst inside the locker room after a 3-1 start. Now they're below 500 following the first half. When you see what the last month was like for them, where do you point fingers? Not necessarily who do you blame, but what do you blame for this recent skid?
Well, you know, they've had this problem in the past. John Harbaugh, the coach, does not have a very good record, under 500 record in October. It seems like for some reason that month has been his bugaboo. They look lethargic on offense. They're not being able to get the ball to their playmakers. John Brown, one of my co-hosts, pointed this out yesterday. I hadn't even realized it. Hasn't even gone over 30 yards in, I think, 3 of the last 4 games.
Oh, yeah, no, he's on my fantasy team, so I know all about it.
They have not been able to get him the football. Now, Amy, you see players of his caliber, you know, the quarterback just get it, throw it out to him, let him go get 7 to 8 yards just because it was the DBs are back off of him. Then all of a sudden the DBs come up on him, he can get behind him. Ravens team though seem to lack that creativity in their offense. And before I put it to the offensive coordinator, for 11 years we've lacked that creativity in their offense. We've had different offensive coordinators. The one mainstay to that is Joe Flacco. I think the Ravens offense is limited because the quarterback is limited. You know, you gave up 23 points to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Don't tell me you play bad defense. That's not a bad day. You have 23 points against the Steelers. The problem is you can only score 16 points against the defense. That's not bad, but you should be able to score more than 16 points against at home. You know, they lost a game in which they gave up 12 on the road to the Cleveland Browns. So, you know, don't give me defense. the offense has been not very good in the last month.
Limited how, Rob?
Well, if you look at some of the things you'd like them to do, run some more complex schemes, they have never run that. And I think that's because they play within Joe Flacco's limits. I don't think he's one of those quarterbacks where you could open up the playbook and do multiple things. I don't know if you saw the play where he missed Lamar Jackson on the touchdown in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
He locked in on John Brown in the end zone and threw it to the back of the end zone for incomplete. Meanwhile, on the right side, Lamar Jackson was wide open. That's one play. I was shown a play yesterday also from the All-22 where he missed the tight end going over the middle, wide open, and threw the ball to somebody covered. He's been doing that his entire career. And that's why the offense is limited. You have to keep things simple for him because, in my opinion, he doesn't read very well.
What happened to the defense against Carolina? Because going into that game, they were top-ranked in the NFL.
Jimmy Smith, cornerback of the Ravens, said it best. He said, you're looking at this hand. He pointed up the left hand, and he gets smacked by the right hand. And they ran counterplay after misdirection. It was North Turner being North Turner, one of the better offensive coordinators of the last 30 years. Not a good head coach, but a great offensive coordinator. And the Panthers just got the best of them. Cam Newton had a great game. DJ Moore had a coming out party, the rookie from Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just one of those games where they just got beat, sort of like the first half against Cincinnati.
Rob Long is co-host of the Big Bad Morning Show, which follows us on our Baltimore affiliate, 105.7. It's 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern time. It's after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So what can they fix? You're talking about the limitations of Joe Flacco and the defense, struggling against a particular team in Carolina, but still gives them an opportunity to win. I've noticed that the run game has fallen off a little. They were using it. They were going to it. Alex Collins was productive, though, of course, people worry about the fumbles. But what can they fix now in the second half?
You and I had this conversation early in the season. I'm not an Alex Collins believer. I wasn't last year when he was having a good season. If you look at the middle of the season when defenses start catching up with him, he fell off. He had an explosive game last year against the Pittsburgh Steelers team that just lost Ryan Shazier. That's the key to the offense. Whenever Joe Flacco has been productive, he's had good running backs early in his career.
Right.
He had guys like Willis McGahee, LaRon McClain, then Ray Rice, then Forsett had a productive year too. He needs a running game. Whether they can fix that or not, I don't know, but I think they can scheme their way into a better running game. What I don't like about Alex Collins, Amy, is instead of getting behind his shoulder pads, he tries to hit home runs all the time. I use a baseball analogy. He's the guy that may hit you 30, 35 home runs, but he may only drive in 70 because he's home running nothing. He doesn't know how to move a runner over or to get a productive out in RBI. He's that guy as a running back. He wants to hit the home run all the time. He won't pick you up to 4 yards or 3 yards to keep the sticks moving. He makes that second cut when the first cut will pick you up positive yards. The next thing you know, you're second and nine, second and eight. That's what they need. They need a productive running game. They went out and got Ty Montgomery. He was inactive last week. Hopefully they'll incorporate him in the running game because one thing Ty Montgomery is a running back, is an unselfish running back. He picks up a positive yards. They need that guy. The mindset of a guy that said, listen, I'm going to take what the defense gives me. They only gave me 3 this time. It's 2nd and 7. Okay, they gave me 4 the next time. It's 3rd and 3. They don't have that in Alex Collins. He tries to hit a home run every time he touches the ball.
Couple of things I didn't realize as I was doing my research. Collins is averaging fewer than 4 yards per carry. Buck Allen is under 3 yards per carry. And how about this, Rob? Baltimore's the only team in the NFL without a running back who's had a rush longer than 20 yards. Wowzers.
You're right, because the only one that's had that is the quarterback, the backup quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Yeah, I do realize that. That's because you got to wear the defense down. And they have not done that in the running game. I don't know whether it's a lack of discipline or a lack of creativity or just a lack of toughness with it. It's hard to stick to a running game, and fans get on them about it a lot. Stick to the running game. Give them more carries. It's hard for me as a play caller to give you more carries when more often than not you have me behind in downs. You have me behind in terms of yards I need to get to the sticks. And too often the Ravens running game does that. That, to me, is the biggest glare on the offense. I watched this team over the last – well, since they've been in Baltimore, but over the last year, the 11 years specifically, when they're at their best offensively, they have an effective running game.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that this year, and the offense is struggling big time because of it.
Gosh, and it showed such promise, too. Rob Long with us from Baltimore, 105.7 The Fan. About 90 seconds before I let you go, Baltimore doesn't do well away from home. They really struggle away from M&T Bank. And coming up in the second half, they have to play at Atlanta, at Kansas City, and at Los Angeles. So looking at their schedule, knowing what you know, how are you feeling about the second half and their ability to rebound?
I said before the Steelers game that the Steelers game is going to make them even 9-7 or 7-9. If they lose that game 7-9, I just don't see it. And not when, you know, those three home or road games, I see them losing 2 out of 3 there. They can win them, but you give me the time in the course of their history under this regime where they've gone on a roll and got those wins other than in the playoffs. You know, I proposed a question to the fans yesterday. Well, Ozzie leaves it. Is this the end of an era altogether with this Ravens team? Because they go 7-9, you know, where's Joe Flacco next year? Where's John Harbaugh next year? So you got an opportunity where you may lose Ozzie, your head coach, and your quarterback, because who's to say that, you know, Joe Flacco and John Harbaugh are Eric DaCosta's guys? You know, you go 7-9, the new GM may want to bring in all fresh blood because now you're coming off a losing season. I may want to do it my way. If these guys are not his guys, he may go in another direction.
But not in season. You're talking about after
the
season.
No. Okay. That's not Steve Bisciotti style.
All right.
I mean, if he does that, I'll be very surprised. You know, I'm not a gambling man, but if I was, I'd put some money on that if somebody gave it to me. I just don't see Steve Bisciotti being that guy. You know what I mean? He may not. He's not happy.
Right.
I've seen him call Brian Billick out publicly. I've seen him call John Harbaugh out publicly. He's not happy. But I just don't see him as the type of guy to make that kind of change in season. I don't see him being the type of guy to tell John Harbaugh, you know, after John Harbaugh says, I'm going to give these guys off, but by him saying, no, you better make a break. He's not that kind of – he doesn't meddle.
Okay.
He's not Jerry Jones. You know what I mean? He doesn't want to be in front of cameras. He'll let you know when he's not happy. The fans love that. But I don't see him jumping in right now and exercising that kind of authority.
You can listen to Rob on 105.7 The Fan weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time, co-host of the Big Bad Morning Show. Follow him on Twitter at Rob Long Sports. Thanks so much for waking up early for me. I appreciate it.
No problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.